B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
You're going to do this to me right before Keith Pompey? You're going to strain my voice and not be able to ask a question?
Them's the rules, Mike.
That's right.
I'm just going to comment.
You guys know what time it is?
Yeah, we know what time it is, Bruce.
What?
Christmas time.
Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah.
Clarence!
You've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what?
Oh, it's not many.
Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here.
All right, baby. It's the 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. Brought in by Bruce. 4 o'clock hours brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. All right, the Sixers in the news this week because, you know, camp is going to start, but now it's been kind of a snag. So the workouts, aren't they restricted? What was I reading? The workouts were restricted?
Everything's going to be restricted. Got a preseason game in 13 days.
It's right around the corner. It's amazing. And the Sixers have brought new enthusiasm because of all the changes. So let's get to the man who covers this squad for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward, Keith Pompey, checking in. Hello, Keith.
What's up, man? How you doing, Mike?
Keith, you're back to work already, man.
I know, it's different, right?
He just left the bubble. Here we go again. And it's very interesting the way they have now constructed this team. I think they maximized what they needed to do in a quick period of time. What's the feel right now?
You know, there's excitement, but there's also, you know, one of those things where, you know, like you said, it's quick, right? It's fast. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's excitement, but they want to see how these pieces fit together. You know, and right now they're not really allowed to do much. Two players have yet to join the team. So it's one of those things where there's excitement, but they also feel like, wow, this time is going to come up fast. And we want to see how we're going to work everything out. But we don't know yet. You know what I mean? We don't know until we get these guys on the court to see what we actually really have.
What is the protocol right now as far as training? What can they do and can't do?
Apparently, what you can do is right now the players have to, they can only do individual workouts for the first 5 days of training camp. So from yesterday until Saturday, they do individual workouts where there's four players in the gym and there's four coaches. So there's a coach working with each player at a different basket. Starting Sunday, you know, that's when I believe they can start getting into like a normal practice and doing scrimmaging and stuff like that. But right now, there's only like four players allowed in the gym at one time, or actually in the building at one time.
All right. So, again, I think the early part of the season is going to be all over the place. And the load management principles are going to come in heavy, I think. So, you know, what kind of a regular season should we expect to see in light of the fact that they're new? And they need to play a lot together, and then versus this COVID situation where you want to protect them as much as possible until we get to playoff time.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, you know, with the load management thing, that's real. I mean, you're talking about Joel Embiid. I mean, you know, I'm not as concerned with Ben Simmons as like Joel in the past. You want to bring him along slowly. But I think overall, I mean, I think we may have to be a little patient with this team early on. Just because it's going to be like these guys are going to have to find their rhythm by playing together. I mean, I do think that, you know, Joel will play, but I do think that, you know, there's going to be times where we'll see Dwight Howard out there as well. And I think that Ben Simmons is going to have to find his rhythm, like knowing where Danny Green, knowing where Seth Curry wants the ball at. You know, Shake Milton is going to have to develop into his role of being like the guy coming off the bench, getting buckets, which I think he can do. But I think that, you know, a lot of people are looking at it and saying, oh, this team is going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. This team's going to finish second in the East. I think that, you know, they have to be a little patient, at least early on, until they find their groove.
All right, so we're talking about, I always like to, things could change, obviously, but this the ideal starting lineup or the starting lineup that looks like it makes the most sense would be a little smaller lineup with Embiid, with Ben, Seth Curry, Danny Green, and Tobias with Embiid. Is that what you're thinking?
You know, that's what I'm thinking, but sometimes I keep going back and saying, well, you know, maybe they need another perimeter defender out there, you know, and then I think about Matisse. But the one that you said is the one that I keep ending up with, where Danny Green could play the three, or, you know, sometimes you could have Matisse come in there and play the three, and Danny Green comes off the bench. But, yeah, like, I mean, to me, that the one that you said makes the most sense.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, and I'm also trying to figure out, like, what the bench will look like up to 12. And I know there'll be a couple guys in sport coats, but, like, who are the seven that are going to be the regular bench dudes in your view?
In my view, okay, so you're talking about seven guys coming off the bench.
Yeah, seven members of the bench that are dressed. You know, Shake and Howard obviously are the two locks with and Thibault. So that's probably the three locks, right? And Maxie, Maxie will be nine.
Your boy Furkan.
Yeah, he said, I find this hard to believe, but okay, so he's going to be, that's 10 now we have.
Yeah, 10. And then we're talking about Mike Scott, you know.
Okay, that's 11. Now, it'll be Ferguson, or will it be Reed, or will it be Anderson, or will it be Joe? Where do you think?
You know what? I think right now, early on, I can see it being Ferguson. I mean, I know that Joe brings something to it, but he's going to be a rookie who really didn't have a summer league, a rookie who, you know, he's going to have to learn everything on the fly. And I think that when you have a veteran, especially a guy like him, who, you know, is like a utility player, so to speak, I think that his versatility will enable him to get in that lineup. If Furkan and these other guys can make shots, then you can say that I can bring Joe along slowly.
All right, Doc's had some good things to say about Furkan. I think he's going to get his heart broken. But he actually thinks that, because they did load up on some shooters and lessen the need for Furkan, but he's going to be part of it, huh?
Yeah, you know what? But see, here's the thing, and this isn't a knock on anyone. No one. I'm not knocking on anyone. But I always think that when you're a coach and you come into a new situation and you haven't had any practices, and when people ask you questions about that person, the default thing, even if you don't want to say it, you're going to say something nice about the guy. You know what I mean?
He's playing it the right way.
Yeah. So we may, if you ask him the same question, not just about Furkan, but someone else a month later, then he may say, well, you know, we want to get him more reps at practice, which means like he has to grow as a player. But, you know, right now, you know, every is an open slate. Like, he has yet to have a practice. You know, everyone comes in there and, hey, give A for effort, and hopefully you'll get in the rotation, you know?
Yeah, it's like him saying about Ben, he's not worried about his shooting. Well, we all know they have to be worried about his shooting. You know, exactly. I mean, that's the right thing to say right now.
Exactly, because you don't want anyone to, you know, to be, you know, coming in upset and also, you know, and this doesn't have to be about Ben, but like whenever, you know, Mike, you've been in this thing longer than I have. Whenever like people ask someone, well, are you going to trade this guy? Are you going to make a trade? They always say no.
Yeah.
But they always like leave open the possibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, oh, well, something just happened and we couldn't turn it down. You know, so yeah, right now it's one of those coach speak, you know, everything's positive. I mean, and there's nothing negative going on so far. So, you know, you believe him, but at the same time, he's saying some of the things that you're expecting.
All right, so guys like Reed and Anderson will either be in sport coats or blue coats, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, it could be. Now, the thing about Reed, like, you know, before they made that trade, when they shipped Zaire Smith to Detroit, you know, they were high on Reed. Like, Reed was a guy that they felt like that they, you know, would probably get some run as the backup. Not the backup center. Yeah. You know, as not the backup center, but, you know, a small ball center. And then they make the trade and bring in another body. You know, so, yeah, I could see that. But the thing is, he's going to be on a two-way contract.
Yeah.
So there's going to be times where he's going to come up and he's going to get opportunities to show what he can do. Now, the one thing is, right now, and if you look at it, they only have 14 guaranteed contracts. So if he impresses someone, you know, he could possibly get that spot. You know, like Dakota, the guy that they got on another guy on the two-way. I forget his last name, but he's a really good prosecutor. He could impress someone. You know, same with Justin Anderson. But, you know, I look at it like where you have Justin Anderson and, you know, these other guys, Ryan Brokaw. You know, I forgot about Brokaw.
He's in the mix.
Yeah, but I look at these guys more as like camp bodies.
Yeah.
And if they do something great, then possibly they could, you know, get that last spot.
Well, you know, my man Tyrone is really dependent on Justin Anderson to come through. You know, he was an original member of Club Tyrone, and here he comes back, as fate would have it. He rolls back into town. Now, I can't stand him. But is he more likely a blue coat or you know, a guy who can actually give him minutes?
Here's the thing with Justin Anderson. If Justin Anderson is used correctly, I like the energy he brings. Like, everyone, you know, every team has a guy that comes in there and does the hustle stuff.
Uh-huh. Right?
And I felt like a couple years ago when they lost that series 4 games to 1 to the Boston Celtics, I think one of the biggest faults that the coaching staff had was not playing Justin Anderson when they needed someone with physicality to play. So when I look at Justin Anderson, is Justin Anderson going to come in here and knock down shots and do all this other stuff? No. But you need someone who can do the intangibles.
I think
he could be that guy.
Yeah, I don't need him.
I don't need him.
Listen, Keith, were Simmons and Embiid in the gym yesterday? Do you know?
Well, yeah, based off of the some of the videos I saw. Yeah, videos, guys walking in the arena and in the facility. They were in the gym yesterday. Yes.
All right. Good. Did you see any jump shots?
Nah, man,
yeah.
We're not getting anything.
Right? Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to believe.
We'll see.
All right, Keith. Good. Pleasure to talk to you, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, we'll talk to you often now.
It's starting.
I know, right? It's crazy, right?
All right, Keith. We'll talk to you. All right, there he is.
All right, man.
Keith Pompey covering the Sixers for The Inquirer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.